What is up, you guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Sunset Drive. I am Anthony Smith, and on this side of the internet, I like to have old and new friends from the entertainment industry. Come on, share some stories, share some laughs, have a good time. So if that sounds like a sweet time to you, then you might want to keep listening. So this week we have on the show the main queen of the East High Color Guard. With his vocals, dance moves, and contagious personality, just like his character, he is well on his way to getting a MEGOT. That's a reference to season two. You'll see. he got his big break putting on his dancing shoes as Carlos in a High School Musical, the musical of this series. Everyone, welcome to the show, Frankie Rodriguez. Net proceeds from this episode will directly benefit the Actors Fund. Make sure you check out the description below and click on their website to find out more.
Hi, I love that you said Queen of East High.
I mean, nothing less.
I'm just start using that.
Please do. I give you credit for it. Before we start, I always like to do this mental health checkup. How are we feeling? How are we doing on this fine, busy Saturday?
Oh my gosh, what a nice question. I'm good. The sun, it's been like gloomy all day, but the sun finally came out. So I feel like after this, I'm definitely gonna like go run outside or something. So
sounds good. So I have to start off by saying that I just love you as a person. I think you exude so much positivity and your humor. Your comedy is just 10 out of 10. But when I looked you up online, I tried to find like a little, you know, your background a little bit, but I didn't find much. I want to know, like, for everybody at home who doesn't know that much about you, give me like the rundown, the little like life story in a quick like 1 minute.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I was born and raised in Selma, California, which is in the dead center of California. Okay. And I got into performing probably like around 10. But like, I come from like a very musical family. Everybody plays an instrument, but I was the one that was like, had to be different. I was like, I'm going to be an actress. and so then, let me see. So then I went to high school. I did like a lot of community theater and stuff. And then I was like, I don't want to live here anymore. I think I'm going to make the jump to LA and see what's there. So then I came out to LA. I went to college and I fell in love with the city and this business. And I ended up just going into it. And I was like, I'll give myself 5 years. And if I'm not on TV in 5 years, then I'll retire.
And thankfully, that did not have to happen.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So you play Carlos on High School Musical, the musical, this series. I've always been curious, what has been the auditioning process like? Because you got kind of all had different stories getting your part. What was the breakdown of your character and how did you end up playing the sassy Carlos on High School Musical, the musical, the series?
Yeah, well, I remember when I got the audition notice, my agent had sent it to me and it just like popped up on my phone and it just said audition High School Musical, and that's all I saw. And I was like, I responded right away and I was like, yes, I will be there, without even reading the breakdown. But then when I was starting to read everything, I was like, oh my goodness, this is actually going to be really good. And then the breakdown said something like he was obsessed with iced coffee and he loved Beyonce, and he was like most likely to stage a flash mob. I was like, this is me. Like like iced coffee in hand. I was like, this is me. But the audition process was actually probably one of the most chill I've ever had. Everybody was just like so nice and very supportive. And I think I had a total of like 5 auditions. And then I got the call, which was just, of course, a dream come true.
Did you do any chemistry reads for the part?
I did not. And I thought I would, but I didn't. No.
Right. The chemistry just came there. It was just like,
they just like knew right away. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, they knew.
But I did, when I was there, they were also obviously auditioning other characters. And that's when I met Matt for the first time. And then I also met Julia there at the same time. So that was like cool to meet them in passing.
That's amazing. And I think your character is super important, I think, as a queer guy. I think for everybody who's watched High School Musical back in the day and now get to see this new era of High School Musical, your character has so much importance. Did you know going into the part that, like, okay, this is the first openly gay character in the High School Musical franchise ever? Or did that hit you after?
It hit me after, because, of course, going into it, my thoughts are already, like, so many other different things. you know, just with the responsibilities that come with the job alone. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until after that you get to see the response from people and you're actually seeing those messages, because you film it and it lives there for a while and nobody really knows what's going on. But when the show airs, then like it's just out there. And then, so that's when you really start to see the response. And that was like, that's been probably the most rewarding thing of all of this, or just the people reaching out and saying like, Carlos gave me confidence to be myself, or just like things like that.
Yeah. Like some high praise over there.
Yeah. Which is just so nice, because I definitely like would watch television and kind of steal confidence from these characters that I loved. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that someone's doing it with Carlos just that makes me so happy.
That's amazing. And I have to ask, what was your audition song?
Oh my gosh. I sang I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. And then I
as
sang
you should.
As you should.
Yes.
Required. I sang, it's a cut song from the Aladdin movie, but it's called Proud of Your Boy. And it's like one of my favorite songs ever. So those were my two audition songs.
Beautiful. And obviously you're Latinx, and this is the first, I think, from my experience on Disney, seeing like a Latinx gay character. Was the character written as a Latinx character, or was that kind of just you bringing that spice to the character?
I think the whole show as a whole was looking for diversity to fill in these roles, and we're looking for just some new faces. But I know, I'm not too sure how the evolution of the character came about, because he is loosely based off of Tim Federle, who's our creator and showrunner. He's nice. Based off of one of his friends. So I'm not too sure how that like goes in, but I just remember I think it was like one of my final auditions, Tim came out and he was like, thank you so much for just coming and meeting us today. And he was like, you're like the dream, Carlos. And I was like, what, me? I was like, so yeah. I got it. Yeah. And then wait, like a few weeks, but no. But the cool thing about the show is seeing a lot of, my culture being represented on screen. So that's been like one of the coolest things.
It's been great. And congratulations on the GLAAD Award, because technically it is because of your character, you know, and that inclusivity in the writing. So congratulations for that, for sure.
Thank you.
So obviously in season one, Carlos is the choreographer of the production of High School Musical, the musical, the series. He's kind of Miss Jen's best friend in a weird but like endearing way. Who wouldn't want to be best friends with Miss Jen? And, you know, right? And then he starts to date Seb at the homecoming dance, and amazing dance number. If you haven't watched the show yet, this is your time. This is your cue. Go and come back. It kind of been easy for the writers to kind of keep focusing on Nini and Ricky, but I'm glad that in this second season, everybody kind of gets their own moment to shine. And how does it feel for you as a performer to have kind of your storyline be addressed the same way any kind of straight relationship would be? You know, they don't make their entire premise of being like wanting to be accepted. People just seem to accept them the way that they are. How has that been like to kind of step into those shoes and not really worry about what the dilemma was in season one and kind of go forward in that relationship and navigate it as any other relationship would be navigated?
Yeah, I mean, as it should be, to be quite honest. But I remember like early on in season one, I was you're playing a gay, openly gay character. So you kind of just wonder, is there going to be a coming out episode? Like, what is that going to look like? Is that going to be like some crazy arc? But the fact that we kind of just like moved past that altogether, and we were just like, no, these are the stories that we're telling. And this is the character. It's just really refreshing and it's nice.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, like, and obviously it's so much fun to actually play the relationship this season, and the fact that we get to see them as a couple for the first time and refer to each other as each other's boyfriends. That's really sweet.
It's really sweet. And you guys do run with a certain dilemma in season two, where you kind of, not dilemma, but kind of just like your social, I guess, statuses are kind of like tested, I guess. We get to see different sides of each character. How has that been like to play? Because as much as it's funny to see, it's also kind of important in a way to kind of see that, you know, these things do happen. How do you hope this kind of like, how can I explain that? This little like tango that they're dancing and kind of like, oh, like I have money and like you have less money. How do you hope that ties in towards the end of the season?
Yeah, well, of course, like in any relationship, there's ups and downs and there's things, you know, there's like that awkward footing of still getting to know a person, even though you're like almost very close with them.
Yeah.
But I think this is like a fun little like twist to things. It definitely was something that I wasn't expecting or saw coming. So, but it is fun to play, that you have money.
It's good for me. It would be like good to pretend. Okay, cool.
Okay. I just like envision. I just came from my mansion, and I'm ready to go.
No, it's so great. And speaking of Seb, played by Joe, you know, you guys have a very tight knit relationship. You know, you guys, I think you quarantine together, and you know, you hang out a lot on set. Do you think having that big bond together has helped to kind of create a very accurate relationship on TV? Because I'm just speaking for episode two, you have this little interaction where Seb has a little bit of an airhead moment and you're like, oh, sweetheart, was that kind of improv or was that written in? And how do you think it influences your performance?
Yeah, well, a lot of speculation online, but me and Joe actually do date in real life.
Here, I was tiptoeing around it. I'm just glad that we talked about it. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So we've never shied away from the fact that we have been dating, but you know, we also have not been like, we're dating. But yes, we do date in real life. We did quarantine together and that alone was its own experience. But no, to get to go to work and act with someone you care so much about and just know that they're always going to have your back, even in that scene, it leaves a lot more room to like play around with the characters and the scenes because there's just like, there's just more chemistry other than what you're seeing on screen. So
right.
That's always fun.
It's very endearing. I feel like your character, well, your relationship is the most, I feel like, solidified relationship out of the three that we're seeing now. So that's been amazing to see. And did you know after filming season one, like, okay, I think Seb is going to have a bigger part in season two? Or was it kind of that thing? Like, I don't know if he's going to be written off. I don't know if we broke up during Christmas break. Like, did you anticipate him coming
never
on?
Know. I think like as far as like the business side of things, you just never know how those things work. But I think it was pretty clear when Joe came in the first season that he was going to stick around because like, I think someone referred to him as like, and not in a bad way, but they're like, Joe's like a puppy. Like when he comes in, everybody's like, Joe.
Yeah.
So I think you did, his energy was definitely needed coming on to the second season. So of course we were like so crazy happy that he got promoted to series regular.
And do you think people will be excited to see kind of the different sides of your character and his kind of interacting together throughout the 12 episodes of this second season?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the most exciting things about getting the second season is the first year was all about getting to like the introduction to all of these kids. But now we have like more room to play and we get to dive into, you know, more of their background.
Absolutely. So I have to ask, you guys quarantine together, you work together. Any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom. I don't know. Like it's, Joe is like the nicest person on the planet. So it would be me that was, you might want to ask him how he deals with me. But just find someone that you can like really laugh a lot with and that you can just like sit and veg out and like watch TV and just be unapologetically you with. I think, I don't know.
That's good. I'll try it. I'll let you know.
Yeah,
we'll circle back on that. Yeah, for sure. So one thing I find incredible about your character, especially in season one, and I see it happen in season two as well, is I love when, you know, Carlos is not, he's not low key. He's very high key. You know, he's very proud and confident in who he is. And I found that a lot of the comedy and the jokes that he has in season one and in season two that makes me laugh the most is when he's asked to be put in this like very straight like character. Like when he was Chad in season one. And in season two, I don't want to spoil it depending on when this is coming out. But he has also this little moment in episode two that I just, I couldn't stop laughing. But also, I do think because it's so funny, it does open like important conversations about how straight roles are a lot less accessible for gay actors than gay roles are accessible for straight actors. And of course, we get to kind of like put a light on it in a very humoristic way. But what's your take on it? And how have you ever gone out actually for a very like macho role? Like, you know,
Carlos has. Yes.
But, you know, I mean, like, it would be really hard to walk into an audition room and hide any fact of who I am. First of all, I have like, this voice that sits like really super high. I have these mannerisms that are just kind of everywhere. And I don't ever want to shy away from who I am. But of course, you know, being an actor, you go in with like intentions and stuff. But I remember one audition, I was a football player. Oh my God. Okay. And I think I was supposed to be like drunk and I was talking to my girlfriend and I was like, what is this? And so, but of course, like I still want to go into the room and do a really good job, but I know this is not for me. And you know, this is not for me, but I can still go in and show you who I am, even though it's like someone else's words. Do you know what I mean? So I have had some situations like that, but I think you just always have to be yourself.
Wait, but I want to know, like, is it planned that you're going to have these little moments like in season? Let's talk about season one, because I don't want to spoil anything for season two. But like in season one, when you had to play Chad, were you in your mind, okay, I'm going to make this like the most, like this kid does not know how to play straight whatsoever? Or were you maybe like, okay, I'm going to try to actually play this accurately? How was that experience like?
Well, it's Carlos. He's a professional. But also, I think it's important to note that up until, like in season one, Carlos isn't a performer. He's not like an onstage performer. Mm-hmm. So I think he goes into stepping in the role of Chad of like, okay, one, I have to do this because there's no one else to step up to the plate. Yeah. I'm a professional and the show must go on. Mm-hmm. But also like, he's still gonna like drop in and like, he's still gonna like, you know what I mean? Like he's gonna do what he thinks a real actor would do. I think in the moment you're talking about in season two, I think that moment is just like, it's just like that football audition. It's like, you know, and I know, but
I know
I'm still going to take a swing at it.
Yeah. It's just Miss Jen's reaction is what like sent me. She was like,
okay, well, yep.
She's like, okay.
You tried. Okay, that's good.
So on season one of High School Musical, the musical, this series, like we mentioned, Miss Jen is kind of like Carlos's best friend. As sad and iconic as that is, are you excited for kind of Carlos to interact with different characters in season two and kind of like see his relationship develop with different characters that aren't his boyfriend and his teacher?
I mean, yeah. And again, that's like the beauty of having a second season. And also our cast is so big that you like we're kept on our toes because you never really know what the formation is going to be. So that's always fun. But Carlos has a few good moments with a few different cast members that we didn't really get to see last year. So that's fun.
Any favorites come to mind?
Any favorites? Well, acting with Kate Reinders is always a great time, both on and off camera. So she's one of my favorites. But a new one is Carlos and Gina kind of have like a fun little,
which would make
sense because she's like the professional like actress that toured as Annie, like coming into school. Of course they would like, they're either going to be like the best of friends or they're not going to like get along at all. So I think that's going to be fun for people to see.
I personally think if you and Gina like kind of like became a unit, it's over for everybody else.
Just have to sing right now.
Everyone go home. We're only doing 3-person shows for the rest of our high school career. And buy a ticket. You're going to enjoy it.
Imagine they do like Glee where you guys graduate at some point and they kind of follow you to New York, but it's like you and Gina as roommates. Could you imagine?
I'm writing that down right now. Oh my gosh, that would go so many different ways. I love it. I pitch it, please.
Pitch it? Okay, manifesting it. Disney. Hello.
That's amazing. And off screen, I think what's been amazing about seeing, like, going on a deep dive on your career, I guess, has been just seeing your infectious personality. I'm telling you, the world would be, like, so much better off if everybody had, like, that zest
for life as you do and that humor.
I genuinely mean that. There's barely any people that I watch, like, once and I'm like, I want to be best friends with this person. I don't care for anybody else. Yeah. But there's been a lot of videos of you online. There's, like, compilations of just, like, Frankie being iconic
for, like, 15 minutes straight.
No, that's a very good compilation. I recommend it to anybody listening or watching right now. There's a video of you, I think, I don't know who was bouncing on a branch or something over a river, and, like, you're just coming up there and you're like, get your that breath. No.
Okay.
So, is there any other moments that come to mind like that? And I want a context on that one as well.
Joshua Bassett loves to jump off of things and swing from branches. And I would always tell him, I was like, do this when we're done filming, because if you get injured, like, it's over for all of us. So just keeping him safe and healthy was, like, the priority. Were there other moments like that? I don't know. I feel like I am always play fighting with literally every single person in the cast. It's like how I get through my day.
That's how I got through my night yesterday researching you. So thank you very much.
Oh my God. Like,
the cardboard cutout debacle. Who's the cardboard cutout when you get renewed for a season? I'm just manifesting it. When you get a season 3, who's that cardboard cutout?
We don't know. So I, of course, Zac Efron had to be number one. Absolutely. That was given. And then right before we went into season 2, I asked Twitter. I said, who should be the cardboard cutout in my dressing room this year? And they voted Ashley. So it's not really up to me. It's up to the internet to decide who would be next.
Community service. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I vote for... let's say, what about Chad?
Why not? Kind
Chad
of like
would
a
be good, but also, like, what about different options like Mrs. Darbus or Coach Bolton? I mean, we could switch. There could just be so many different ways this could go.
I see where you're going with this, and I like it. I definitely
do. We would have to have, you know, multiple seasons. So I think that ends up to be like 18 seasons we can squeeze in there and just have a different cardboard cutout for each one.
Just squeezing, like, Grey's Anatomy is shaking. This is High School Musical going on, like, 18
seasons. It just goes on forever.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, 40, they're teachers now. Come on.
I'd love to see it. So, home is where the Broadway tunes are, at least for me, and I know for you. We have that in common. If you think, like, let's take that anecdote that Carlos, after going to East High, goes to college in New York and auditions to be a theater performer. What do you think would be his breakout role on Broadway?
Ooh, that is fun. And it's, like, just magical. Like, it doesn't have to be anything that's, like, currently running.
Well, you can include those. But, like, let's say, like, La La Land is now on Broadway. Like, you can kind of manifest
things as well.
Okay. So if it was something that is currently up to be running, maybe he, like, lands himself in Six the Musical or something and is just, like, belting out. And, like, it's, like, some crazy situation where he gets to play all six.
Yeah.
That would be good. And then, a fantasy one. Maybe it, like, comes full circle and High School Musical goes to Broadway and he, like, opens it on, like, I don't know, as, like, Ryan or something.
Could you imagine?
That would be crazy.
I front row and center. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to see it.
And what about you? What is, like, one of your dream roles for, like, if you were to audition for or Broadway performance?
Oh, I mean, that is so tricky. So I kind of have this, like, weird like fantasy that I would love to be Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. I think I have, like, a lot of ideas for her. So that would be fun. But, like, realistically, I don't know if it's on Broadway, but everybody's talking about Jamie.
Yes. Okay.
I am obsessed with that. So I think I would, like, choose something like that or something, or, like, Be More Chill, or just something, like, fun and poppy.
Imagine if, like, he lands Dr. Pomander in Waitress, like, you know, the muck. Could you imagine?
Yes. It would be that. I mean, it would be a different show, but it would be interesting.
Oh, that's sweet. So season two has an incredible dance numbers. One was teased in the trailer. We see some girls in some sequin jacket. I
thought you would be in that because I was just.
I tried. I really did try. And they did not allow me back on set that day.
Security, yeah. But do you have any like dance numbers that you're not a part of, or musical numbers that you're kind of like, ooh, I wish I would have been written into that.
That girl number that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It is probably my favorite song of the season, and it's funny because those girls are just like so fun and like silly and goofy, and then but to see them like the way they like can really shine, it's almost overpowering. But that would definitely have been something that I would have wanted to be in. I don't know if I could have kept up with them. I think I could have done like two takes and I would have been like, I'm out.
Don't sell yourself short, girl.
Oh. No. I'm out like on a stretcher. Like I would be done. I'd be like panting.
Oh, no.
No, I don't have that stamina.
I mean, they were giving me Destiny's Child fantasy and I lived for it.
It's unreal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, okay, let's say, because you're the king of lip dubs. There's a lot of lip dubs on High School Musical sets where you guys kind of just step out of your trailers and break into song, which I personally live for. If you had to take any other pop song or R&B diva song to make another lip dub of a la walking out of the trailer and bursting into song, which one would be the next one?
That is a good question. I'm really into Dua Lipa right now. So maybe it would be like something from her. Of course, Ariana is always, always a good choice. And Whitney is always a good choice.
Absolutely.
So maybe like, I think I would choose Whitney. Like make it come full circle. And we do like, I want to dance with somebody. And like, we're just all over.
I'm expecting that.
Yeah. It's like all over the set or something. We did try before we left. Or when we were there this beginning of the second season, we were like, we have to do like another music video, but you know, the world had other plans.
No, I was expecting, I was like, okay, where's the music video? I signed up for this, you know?
There's still some fun stuff, but there's still some fun BTS like music stuff, but I don't think of anything of that scale.
Okay, so I want to know how do these come to be? Because I have a feeling you're behind most of them, which, thank you, by the way.
I'm behind all of them. Okay, so the first one is the Cheetah Girls one, and that's me, Larry, and then one of our dancers, Stephanie. And that just came because me and Stephanie would bond over the Cheetah Girls and how like much we loved it, and she would always talk about it. She's like, we need to like remake it. Make it with us. And I was like, okay. And so I think that was like one day where we just had like a really long break in between setups, and we were kind of sitting in our trailers and we were like, let's just film it. And we like got Larry in and Josh filmed it like a real music video. So we did that one. And then the next one, we were trying to copy obviously what we did, which was with Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And but funny enough, that whole like one shot music video, Tim Federle, our showrunner and creator, said that that's what inspired Something in the Air. He said he showed it at a pitch meeting. He was like, I want a one take shot where everybody's featured and this is what it looks like.
Oh my gosh. Cause I filmed some lip dubs back in high school. They did not look that good.
Oh my gosh.
I think everybody has to be like 100% invested. And if one person is like not giving you like the complete fantasy, it's just like not worth it.
At that point. Yeah. So thank you for those. really pushed me through. Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to play a little game right now. I was trying to find games for all of you guys, different games for all of you. And one thing that came to mind is my friend said, oh my God, Frankie's like so lucky. Like he's in a committed relationship on and off screen. Like I want that. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we can get advice from him. So we're going to play a little game where I'm going to send you some Brave Troopers that sent it to us via Instagram, their dating profile.
Oh. And you have to look at them and just
give your honest like review. They want improvement. Okay. And like, you're the king of like honesty and
honest
criticism. You're about to get me canceled.
You think so? No, they've all said like, I want like brutally honest reviews.
Okay.
How they can improve to get booed up. Because
in this economy, in 2020, you know, it's harder.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have time for this.
We don't have time. So I will DM you on Instagram. Is that
okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we have our first contender. Okay, she is from New Jersey, and she wants to know, Frankie, help me.
Oh my goodness, I'm so nervous.
Have you ever done the dating app thing?
No.
No, this is your first deep dive.
I was never confident enough to just show photos of me like that so willingly, yeah, and just have someone just swipe left or right. Okay, she's into art, mental health, music, mm-hmm, activism. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. What about the bio? What do you think of the bio?
Let me see what the bio. Spicy Pisces, to say the least.
I wonder who she stands. I wonder.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, she clearly has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, this photo where she looks 7. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe people are like, was that photo taken yesterday? We will never know. So I think
we will never know.
We will never know. So I think maybe, mm-hmm, to keep things very honest and transparent, all the photos should be like within the last 6 months to a year.
Okay.
But other than that, she looks fun. She loves selfies. We love a good selfie moment.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. She'll get booed up.
Yeah.
We need to do something about this child photo.
The child photo. I mean, yeah, that might be the issue.
But it's good.
Now she can fix it. Now we're moving on to the next contender who wants Frankie to help them with their dating life. This is a really fun profile. One of my favorites that I was being submitted.
Oh my gosh. What is
this? Honestly, this one is so fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's watch gay cartoons that are marketed to kids. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Like maybe Big Mouth kind of situation?
Oh,
like,
I'm not sure. Okay. Aquarius, Sagittarius, Capricorn. She's vaccinated, so we know she can go to a restaurant.
That's so weird. That's so 2020 to write if you're vaccinated or not on your board.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
She likes One Direction and Lorde, which...
Yes, good taste in music, so that's good. Mm-hmm. This Robert Pattinson photo confuses me and intrigues me. So
yeah,
they clearly have a sense of humor.
Yes.
But again, it's the childhood photo that throws me off because it's like, if I don't know who that is, am I going to be confused? Is like that your uncle? Is that your dad? Mm-hmm. Why are you guys spaced so far apart from each other?
Yeah.
Also, is she in a harness?
I think she's like in a judo outfit situation.
Okay. Yeah. See, I think that's the problem.
You think that's
all
the problem?
Photos. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love Zombies 3. I mean, or 1, 2. Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Disney photography.
Yeah.
Well, okay. They clearly have a good sense of humor. So that's good. So we would swipe. They have good taste in music. I think it's, again, the childhood photo. We got it.
You're not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan. We got to axe those out.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe it's just jealousy because my family literally never took any photos of me as a child. So I have no remembrance of it. So.
Frankie.
We just weren't a picture taking family.
I wish. I was that kind of family where like you make a drawing and then you have to go in front, like show your drawing, take a picture with your drawing. I was that family.
But like, you know look, I mean? Obviously it worked out because look how good you are at hosting. So it was all about manifesting.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. This one, we're going, he's a YouTuber. He reacts to High School Musical, the musical, the series. Let's see. This is Adam. Okay, let me send you the pictures.
Okay.
He's a sweetie.
Okay, works in retail and creates YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kilometers, are they in a different country?
Yeah, because I'm not located in Australia. They're Australian.
Oh, Australian. That's always fun. Australians are always so nice and fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Okay. Looking for someone to watch movies with, and I can't read the rest. What is it? Oh, and cuddle. Oh, ask me my favorite moment about
Sweet.
working in retail, and I'll tell you how bad customers really are. Okay, I already have a connection because I worked in retail for so long, and I understand
Same.
how terrible people can be. Okay, tell me your favorite horror movie. All right, I'm out. Life's too short. Let's grab coffee. Okay, I'm back in. I love coffee. I'm searching for my Patrick to my David. Oh, so he really likes television, I've
Yeah,
gathered.
pop culture.
Okay, so this is a great profile. It's great. It's super fun. It showcases everything that he likes. I maybe like a different variety of photos just because he's wearing a pink hoodie in this one, and then he's wearing a pink hoodie in another one, even though it's a different hoodie. Maybe we can switch it up. Let's show like what else we can do. Girls, am I right? No. Okay.
That's a Julian the Phantoms, I think, reference.
Oh, okay. Copy, copy. No, but he looks nice. Yeah, maybe let's just like spice up the photos a bit. Let's have some fun,
Let's have some
especially if
fun.
that's how fun he is. I mean, he has a picture of Buffy in one of his background photos.
That's true. That's true. Well, there you go. All right. Well, Frankie helped you guys a lot. We have to wrap up on time, but I have one last question before we do a little send off. This is a big one.
Okay.
Do you think season two ends on as big of a cliffhanger as season one did?
Oh, you're trying to get me fired.
Don't tell me the cliffhanger.
Just like yes or no question.
Does it leave off at a I'm trying to actually remember how it ends. Yes.
Yes. There you have it. That's all we need. That's all we need.
Okay.
So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you, Frankie, for taking the time to have a little kiki with us, give some advice, impart wisdom. I hope you guys feel like you made a friend out of Frankie today. I'm Anthony Smith.
And I am Frankie Rodriguez, Queen
Yeah.
of East High.
As the Beyoncé of East High, that's right.
That's right.
And this has been Sunset Drive. Next week on Sunset Drive, the musical, the series. For my therapy session after this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But do you think people will be happy with who got the role of Belle?
I think it'll be really nice. We'll go together because I haven't been yet. Stuff that was going on behind the scenes. No,
Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
I'm glad you had fun. Thank you so much for taking the time, and you're incredible. I admire you so much, and keep killing it because you're really doing good things.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. This episode was brought to you with the help of Disney Plus.